Howdy Xers, Bill Wayne here for Market Scope.
Hello, Turkey!
The Air Check audio column, where we listen to radio stations up and down the dial, is contributed by generous NRC members. For November, Tom Bilton of Columbia, South Carolina, sent in bits and pieces of the stations in his hometown market.
90.5 WUSC, and it is the voice of the University of South Carolina, our college station, and it's pretty typical. You never know what you're going to hear when you go by there. They run about 2,500 watts, cover the area pretty well. So let's see what we find. I don't know about you, but that's enough of that for me. The next station is WLTR 91.3, and that is the local NPR station. And most of the NPR stations, in fact, I think all of them around the state, are owned by the South Carolina Educational Television Network, and used to all simulcast together, but now some of them do different things. So anyway, WLTR is doing some classical music at the time, so we're going to listen to that.
The Tales from the Vienna Woods by Johann Strauss Jr., the Berlin Philharmonic, directed by Herbert von Karajan.
Today on Your Day, join us for Palmetto Gardening, followed by a chance to ask about the insects and other creatures invading your space during Got Bugs? Today at noon, join us for Your Day, right here on your classical NPR news station. You're listening to WSCI Charleston 89.3, WEPR Greenville 90.1. WLTR Columbia 91.3 and WHMC FM Conway 90.1, stations of ETV Radio.
Support for this program is provided in part by the Glen Forest School.
Okay, there's a little bit of WLTR, pretty much a typical NPR station. And that is, that's actually all of the non-commercial channels. We do have one other one. It's a Cavalry satellite, and I think most of you have heard those. I did not put that on because, frankly, I can't get it here very well. It is supposed to serve the Columbia area, but it's pretty weak, and the transmitter's a little ways out of town, so there's some areas that it doesn't cover very well. Okay, let's move on to the commercial band. The first station is The Hound, 93.1. That's WZMJ Batesburg, and they are a little ways out of town, but trying to serve the Columbia area. That is our second country station. It's a recent format change. And before that, they were Beach, and before that, they were several different things. So anyway, let's give a listen to 93.1 The Hound.
Today's new hit country, that's Sheryl Crow, and First Cut is the Deepest. Coming up, more great country 24-7 right here.
Playing you all your favorite songs.
It's a love without a name.
From your favorite stars.
And no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly good.
Today's new hit country.
I love somebody, love somebody like you.
93.1 The Hound.
Can't lose weight? Tried all the latest fad diets, but nothing seems to work?
Could save you 15% on car insurance.
South Carolina's new country station. With more new country. 93.1 The Hound.
Yes, for $500, describe the show.
Best country music, yes. Big stars.
Yes, for $1 million, where can you see Grand Ole Opry live?
GMT.
I'm sorry, the correct answer is GAC. If you don't have GAC, call your cable or satellite company and tell them you gotta have it.
WZMJ, Batesburg, Columbia. South Carolina's new country station gives thanks.
the music you love. Country music. Today's new hit country.
Cherie is going out on a tour with Tammy Cochran and Lila McCann. It's kind of the three young chicks. They could call it the other chicks tour. I don't know. Well, yeah, the other white meat tour. Dierks Bentley's My Last Name is coming up. Also, word is that we might be getting a visit from Emerson Drive. Hang on for that.
It's the Save Big Bucks on Truck Sale at Bob Bennett Ford.
Song after song, it's always the best. Today's new hit country.
Okay, perfect example of automated unattended radio. Cutting in right in the middle of songs and all that kind of stuff. They don't usually sound like that. They usually are pretty slick, but anyway, that station and the next station we will hear, 93.5, channel 93.5, which is an alternative station, are owned by a group called Inner City Broadcasting, and they also own 1230 WOIC, by the way, and they have some other stations we'll be coming to. So anyway, without further ado, we'll go to 93.5.
It is 8:51, 9 minutes till 9. Last train and traffic check for the morning. Here's Trailer.
Today we have two accidents, both of which have been out a while. They're just about cleared. One on I-20 inbound at US 1. Trailer in your traffic center from channel 93.5.
We got, what do we got?
Sunshine today. There it is. I'm sorry, I'm not paying attention. Sunshine today, high of 55. Low tonight, 31. Tomorrow, some clouds, high of 49.
The lippy.
Right now, it's, I don't know what it is right now. I'm thinking 40.
And there's 40s. A lot of rain coming down on our little advanced forecast cheat sheet.
It looks
for,
like.
For Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Looks kind of nasty.
My mom said they're supposed to have like an ice storm in Charlotte they're calling for this weekend.
Oh, that's right. You know what? In fact, is it Thursday night? Yeah, Thursday night, we might even, I mean, it's supposed to drop down to 32. Little iffy at this point. I mean, it's not like, if it gets to 32, it's not like the ground's frozen.
No.
So.
And here it's warmer than in Charlotte. She told me that yesterday. I'm like, what are you, tripping? Yeah. No way, man. But it could happen. Who knows?
Tripping you?
Are you tripping, Mom? Are you on drugs, Mom?
Kicking off some nonstop rock with Trapped, Still Frame. New rock first on 93.5.
And would you believe that that was once one of the nicest, easy-listening stations you'd hear anywhere? It came on that way in the 70s and stayed that way till about the 90s and then was AC for a little while and then took on this format. Okay, next up the dial is 95.3. This was 93.5. Now we have 95.3. WFMV, that is an urban gospel station. And they're owned by a group called Glory Communications, who also own 620. And they have a network of stations around the state. I think there's about four of them. So anyway, we'll give that a listen now.
Touch your neighbor, keep pressing on.
CD's entitled Confessions of a Worshipper. Lamar Campbell and Spirit of Praise. New music to help us wind down our time together on this brand new Tuesday morning. Keep Pressing On is the name of the song, and that is the encouragement we'll leave you with today. God willing, and the creek don't rise. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
OnStar, always there, always ready.
Gospel 95.3.
Lord, I'm running, trying to make country.
Okay, WFMV, that station's been on since the mid-90s, and that's the only thing they've ever done. Okay, next is 96.7, Light 96.7, and that's a clear channel-owned station, light station. Right now they're into Christmas music, actually today's December 3rd. So they went into Christmas music right after Thanksgiving, but you'll still get a good idea what they sound like.
From WLTX, News 19 meteorologist Scott Ryan. Your Tuesday afternoon isn't looking all that bad. From WLTX, News 19 meteorologist Scott Ryan.
Happy holidays!
We're kicking off over 30 minutes of continuous Christmas favorites on Columbia's holiday music station, Light 96.7. This is WLTY, KC Columbia, Light 96.7, your home for the holidays with continuous Christmas favorites.
Greeting cards have all been sent, the Christmas rush is through.
Light 96.7, Columbia's home for the holidays. Love the Brass, Chicago, and Let It Snow. They have a fabulous holiday music CD. You can pick that up anywhere. We're playing all the songs you love to sing along with while you're supposed to be getting work done. This is Light 96.7 now with Vanessa Williams. I'll be home for Christmas.
Okay, that's Light 96.7. They've been that format since about 1998 or so. They were country before that and several different types of rock formats before that. The next station up is WCOS-FM. That is 97.5. And that is the big country station here since July of 1972. I've mentioned WCOS AM 1400. Well, that's their counterpart. And that is one of our 100,000 watt stations. And it's also clear channel owned. Okay, let's give a listen.
97.5 WCOS, today's continuous country favorites. Well, Dierks Bentley is hitting the road with George Strait. That means we get to see both those guys coming up on February 13th, Valentine's Eve, in the round at the Colonial Center. We do not have ticket details yet, but as soon as they become available, you'll hear about it right here on WCOS.
She was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer.
97.5 WCOS FM Columbia.
97.5 WCOS. I'm Ron Brooks here. Thanks for listening this afternoon. We're at the start of another extra long stretch of today's continuous country favorites. Got Tim McGraw coming up, some George Strait, Pat Green's Wave on Wave. And let's kick off another full music hour with Alan Jackson on 97.5 WCOS.
The Great 98 Columbia.
Okay, there you have the Great 98 WCOS. Next at 98.5, we have WLXC Lexington, and that is a kind of an R&B type station. They've been doing that for several years. That's a Citadel-owned station, and they were Beach before that, and then they came on in the mid-90s as a sports station. But anyway, they've been pretty successful with this format for the last several years. Carry Tom Joyner in the morning, that kind of thing. Let's give a listen.
98.5 Kiss FM, number one for the best variety of R&B hits and classic songs. Well doubted. Million ways to please a woman. Doug Williams with you. Don't forget, at any moment I can say, hey, is your birthday on such and such a date? If I do call out your birthday, then it's on you to call me and win $98 in birthday bucks from 98.5 Kiss FM.
The station where R&B hits and classic soul lives. 98.5 Kiss FM.
Tom Joyner in the morning. R&B hits and classic soul all day. 98.5 Kiss FM. Al Green. Here I am. Take me. Doug Williams with you. Coming up this hour, take our first look at traffic. Also, we'll be checking in with WIFCB news headlines. Also, I'll give you an opportunity to win a Christmas prize pack. It's loaded with all kinds of Christmas goodies. Neil James now, 98.5. Kiss FM.
Loving you. Hey, there you have 98.5 Kiss FM. The next station is 100.1. The call letters are now WSBT, and it's The Beat. But that station was formerly WSCQ. The last couple of years, it had been Jam and Oldings. But before that, It was the nostalgia station that I was telling you about earlier, the one that carried Good Morning Columbia and had a wonderful nostalgia format. Had a good following, too. I really hate they changed that.
I do, too. You know what I'm saying? 100.1 The Beat, Columbia's new number one for hip-hop R&B. And that $10,000 commercial-free guarantee, we're putting the raps on it right now. Speaking of R&B, when you speak of R&B these days, Music Soul Child kind of fits right into that groove, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. That's his new joint for the night, B.A. All of the side of your afternoon. It is Tuesday. We are back in the swing of things after the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend. And we're going to put the wraps on your day and get you ready for that ride to the house today. Hey, don't forget, congratulations, Colleen Vaden. Oh, yeah, Santa Stash and Christmas Cash winner. This hour just happened to be the bonus hour. And he, guess what? Yeah, I know you missed out. He won $10,000. I told you. All you got to do is listen to Broadway and Company 720 every morning. They give you the hour that that bonus hour is going to drop. And all you got to do is listen throughout the day. If you were up at that time of the morning and you heard, I know you were patiently waiting by that phone. When you hear the elf cue to call, all you got to do is be the 50th caller at 1-866-525-9467. It's just that simple. 50th caller gets the loot. And everybody qualifies, that is, that wins, for $1 million. Keep in mind, if you don't know what's going on with anything going down with the beat, you can always go to our website at WXBT.com. Matter of fact, join up for our Platinum VIP Club for Beat Unit Exclusives in 2004. And that means just what it says, Beat Unit Exclusives. Just by being one of our special listeners, you're going to get a chance to capitalize on a lot of things that people don't even know about, all right? We got more joints on the way. Coming up next on 100.1 The Beat.
Thanks, Tom, for all the air checks and information. That was excellent. I hope you're enjoying the jingle CD I sent you. And by the way, I still have a few left. Want one? Just send me a market scope. I'll send you back a CD. My address is 1872 Myers Road East in Marion, Ohio, 43302-8730. Thanks for all your help with our monthly market scope. Now on the DX Audio Service, Musings from the Members.
Musings from Members.
Hi, this is John Jim of Elmira Heights. About a couple weeks after the convention in days in Batavia, I was surprised to turn on my Sony 2010 radio at night. I was able to pick up WCHS out of Charleston, West Virginia on 580 and also on 960 WFIR out of Roanoke, Virginia. And I thought it was quite a distance for me to be able to catch those two stations, Virginia and West Virginia. And also, I want to point out that we have a station here on 750. It's in a town I never heard of, Oliphant or Oliphant, Pennsylvania, called WQOR on 750, and they're connected with the Global Catholic Radio Network. And it's very hard to catch, but it can be done if you do it just right. And it's a... I listen to the masses on it once in a while. And also the fact that I really enjoyed the convention up there, up in Days Inn, Batavia. The next one, if it is going to be in Scranton, I'll be glad to go to that one. That's not too far from me, and I can get my rally driver, Ed Jacobus, help me get down there.
Hi there, Audio Service Members. Mike Dukin calling from Hayward, Wisconsin, on Tuesday, October the 5th. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Madison for something that I was involved in, and while being there, I got a chance to tune around the radio a bit, and one of the stations that you can pick up in Madison and in southern Wisconsin is WAIT 850 in Crystal Lake, Illinois, and I noticed that they were doing something different. Besides the fact that they were doing quite a bit of ethnic programming, they were also playing uninterrupted oldies on Sunday morning. And on Monday morning, they were also bringing the World Cafe, which is distributed by Public Radio International, and it's a program that's brought by some public radio stations. I wonder if the station's in transition to be sold or to change format. Does anybody down there know? Might like to comment next time. Thank you very much, and that is all.
This is Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts. We have a slight problem with WBZ. News Radio 1030. I'm going to let you hear what it's like. There's something wrong with their transmitter, the digital transmitter.
I was thinking it might be something going on here. I'm just getting some kind of a sign from Jenny. All right. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but it appears we have some technical problems. So I don't think we're going to be going to the phones for a while.
I wonder if this might send a very strong message to the people at WBZ to get rid of the IBOC.
Hi there. This is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. I wish someone would correct me if I'm wrong, but in the 20s and 30s and 40s, most of all stations were, serials, the Peter McGee and Molly and Jack Benny and all that, in my opinion, real good stuff. And no radio station, as far as I know, changed their format very much during that time. Did radio stations change format at the beginning of the rock and roll era? Was it more common during that time? And did it happen as the rock and roll era came into its own? And is there any record at all of the first radio station in the United States to change their format?
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida, with a little update. 1360 WKAT is being sold to Salem Communications, and we will know sometime in January whether or not they are going to stay classical music or go religious conservative talk with Christian teaching. The station was sold for $10 million, and it leaves Miami without a classical station for the second time. What I was wondering is, if anybody can give me an update on what's happening with the Rhode Island situation, where Boston University had a radio station in Rhode Island and they sold it out from under the people. If anybody can tell me about that, I would appreciate it.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, on September the 25th, a Saturday, I had the pleasure of going with my friend Dave Wattmau down to Oakville, Ontario, 40 miles from here, for the Ontario DX Convention. We have a real nice time there every year, and I enjoyed it again. And that night, me and Paul Blaze, a couple of members here in Brantford, had the pleasure of talking with Dave Marthouse and his friend Larry a little bit on the phone, too. And the last Chicago Cubs night game, I picked up a station, KREC, and I didn't get where it is. It's either 1330 or 1350, I believe, on the dial. It sounded like it might have come from somewhere in Iowa. And last Friday night, I had a station from Hickory, North Carolina on 1290. They were carrying a high school football game. Now, in the case of 820 Cham in Hamilton, that was rumored to be making a format change, they didn't. The announcement came right at 820 in the morning on October the 10th, which, or on October the 11th, rather, which was Canadian Thanksgiving, that what they were going to do was have a contest and give away $820 plus a trip to Breezes Varadero in Cuba. So luckily that format change didn't take place. I'm glad it didn't. Our local station, CKPC, Telephone City Broadcasting, is trying to get a station at 106.7 to play country music, and the hearing will be November the 29th at Gatineau, Quebec.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Remember, if you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line. The telephone number is 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day for DX Audio Service members only. And via email from John Tootenham, he writes, "This year's the Midwest Fall DX Get-Together will be held at Springfield, Missouri on Friday, November the 12th to Sunday, November the 14th at the Budget Inn, which is located at 2455 North Glenstone Avenue, Springfield, Missouri. The telephone number is area code 417-866-7400. Exit 80, I-44, south about 3/4 mile on the west side of the street, across from the Northtown Mall. Very reasonable prices, close to eating places and shopping, etc. Some possible tours of KTOZ, AM 1060, the all-volunteer station, and the only station located on Route 66. Also, FM College Station, KSMU 91.1, where DXer Randy Stewart is the music director, and public TV station KOZK Channel 21. Bring your varies, logs, and other DX equipment. See how reception is from the Ozarks. And since this is a informal DX get-together, all activities will take place in motel rooms and nearby restaurants. For more information, contact John Tootenham, T-U-D-E-N-H-A-M, at 417-624-8000. 8058, or you can email him at the following email address, W0JRP. That's his ham call sign, by the way, W0JRP@earthlink.net. And on our DX Change, Tim O'Hare is looking for a desktop loop. He says, I had a space magnet manufactured by Worcester Electronics way back when that worked very well. Has anyone used one of those Palomar loops? Does anyone have one for sale, reasonably, or any small loop? Contact him at stohare-retired, that's R-E-T-I-R-E-D, at webtv.net, or his telephone number is area code 509-325-4338. And remember, if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, just drop it on a card, a letter, or email, postcard, whatever. You can even write it on the back of your cat if you want. And send it to us here at the DX Audio Service. The address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805.
Say, while we just have a break, let me reinforce something that Ken talked about last night, and that is hosting the conventions. If any of you are interested in hosting a convention, but, you know, after all, this is a tough act to follow, what Scott's put on for us. It really is, yeah, that's right. And the rest of the team. Sure. If you would like to consider being a host, though, what we have is a team on the board with Ernie Wasilowski, among others, and we will be glad to work with you and talk with you about the possibility of your hosting a convention. If you would like to at least learn more about hosting a convention, or say, you know, I don't know if I can do it or not, but I'm willing to listen to what it would take, what we will do is get in touch with you either by telephone or by email or by letter or whatever. Ernie, unfortunately, doesn't have email, so he does a lot by telephone and regular mail. But we'll be glad to work with you, and if you do decide to be a host, and we agree that, hey, I think you really got something there, a nice community, we'd be glad to do it. Let me tell you, there was a proposal for a major city in the Mid-South, and it's an ideal place for a convention. The problem that we're having right at the moment is finding a hotel that we can afford. And so you can see that what we do is take it step by step. And if we can find a hotel that's, you know, this one here is a tad pricey. I can't remember one more expensive than this. But we made it, and so we aren't looking for anything much over $70, you know, and we want to be sure that we can have more than one person in a room and all that. But these are the little fine-tuned details. As far as tours of broadcast stations, that can be tough. But there are lots of other things going on in cities that would attract you or your spouse in several cases here, and we can put together quite a program without extensive tours. Scott's very fortunate in that he knows all these people by first name in Buffalo and Rochester and all over the place. And if you can't do that, we quite understand. But that doesn't diminish the chance that you might run and host a convention. And you wouldn't be doing it alone. As I say, we have at least two people outside that will help you, even though we don't live in your community. So do let us know. And the way to do that is to just look on the back of DX News and send a letter to Ken Chatterton. And Ken will look it over and filter it out to those of us who might be in a position to help. At the moment, we do not have a plan for the 2005 convention. So the door is open, and we'd love to hear from you.
I failed to give this information out on the last edition of the DX Audio Service due to several factors, but I'd like to make it known now so some of you who would like to participate in the National Radio Club 2004-2005 DX Calendar Contest can do so. The National Radio Club contests are active again. The leader with the most points as of midnight Eastern Standard Time, January 4th, 2005, will receive a 2005 World Radio TV Handbook, which is valued at about $20. So you might want to get on the dials real quick and make some progress in getting your logs up to date in this contest. Let me go through the rules of the contest. Cumulative logging contest. Clear channel stations are worth 1 point each. Expanded band stations are worth 2 points each. Regional channel stations, 3 points per logging. Graveyard channels are 5 points per logging. Stations outside of the United States, Canada, and Mexico, 5 points per logging, regardless of frequency. The clear channels are 530, 540, 640, 650, 660, 670, 680, 690, 700, 710, 720, 730, 740, 750, 760, 770, 780, 800, 810, 820, 830, 840, 850, 860, 870, 880, 890, 900, 940, 990, 1000, 1010, 1020, 1030, 1040, 1050, 1060, 1070, 1080, 1090, 1100, 1110, 1120, 1130, 1140, 1160, 1170, 1180, 1190, 1200, 1210, 1220, 1500, 1510, 1520, 1530, 1540, 1550, 1560, 1570, and 1580. The expanded band frequencies are 1610, 1620, 1630, 1640, 1650, 1660, 1670, 1680, 1690, and 1700. Regional channels are 550, 560, 570, 580, 590, 600, 610, 620, 630, 790, 910, 920, 930, 950, 960, 970, 980, 1150, 1250, 1260, 1270, 1280, 1290, 1300, 1310, 1320, 1330, 1350, 1360, 1370, 1380, 1390, 1410, 1420, 1430, 1440, 1460, 1470, 1480, 1590, and 1600. And the graveyard channels, local channels, are 1230, 1240, 1340, 1400, 1450, and 1490. The leader with the most points as of midnight Eastern Standard Time, January 4th, 2005, will receive a 2005 WRTH, that's the World Radio TV Handbook. The entrant with the most points as of midnight, May 31st, 2005, will receive 1 year National Radio Club membership extension. And in addition to our first contest, we also have contest number two. It's titled The Longest Mile. This contest will have no prizes. Who can log the station from the furthest distance on each domestic frequency from 530 to 1700? Well, this is for vanity only. The National Radio Club's current station location map book location will be the official station location, or for stations not listed there, information from the WRTH will be used. Your latitude and longitude as submitted by you or determined by DeLorme Maps 2004 will be used. The best distances will be posted at the contest midpoint, midnight Eastern Standard Time, January 4th, 2005, and at the end. Here's the general rules for all the contest. Contest eligibility. All National Radio Club members, either DX News or DX Audio Service, as long as they remain members, you may enter either one or both contests. The contest dates. The contest period runs from October 1st, 2004 through midnight May 31st, 2005. Location changes. All stations must be logged within a 25-mile radius of your established QTH. That's your home. Log criteria. You must hear the station call letters, or a combination of station slogan and location may be substituted for non-USA stations that are more prone to use them than any assigned call sign. Reporting criteria. should be submitted in column form. Both contest logs shall contain the frequency, call sign or slogan, city, state or province, country, date, and local time heard. Add a point column for contest one. Add a mileage column for contest number two. Frequency of reporting. All entries must arrive at the contest manager's address by the 5th of the month following the reporting period. October logs are due by November 5th. All late entries will be discarded. All contest standings will be updated and posted in DX News around the middle time of the month beginning in November. You may enter at any reporting time. Reporting location. Email submissions are encouraged. Please email them in Word or WordPerfect format or any other word processor format. Excel is acceptable spreadsheet format to AM Radio Log, that's AMRADIOLOG at nrcdxas.org. Snail mail in a legible form may be submitted to the contest manager at 4131 South Andes Way, that's Andes, Aurora, Colorado, 80013-3831. Log criteria. You must hear the station call letters or a combination of station slogan and location may be submitted for any non-USA stations that are more prone to use these than call signs. As written above, many foreign stations would be virtually impossible, especially Cuba, where a location is never really given or, for that matter, known. Therefore, amend foreign to distinctive slogan or slogans and location. That will allow stations like Radio Relo's Morris IDs and others that are rarely mentioned to any location to be logged for contest purposes. Wayne also writes that he's going to make one domestic USA exemption for affiliates of ABC Radio Disney's format. For example, AM 1690 Radio Disney Denver or AM 1580 Radio Disney Phoenix. Because of the nature of the company-owned network, they're often heard but call letters only at the top of the hour as a matter of network protocol. The contest manager will make the final decision as to the eligibility of all entries. Rules may be added, amended, or clarified by the contest manager as required to ensure a fair contest. The contest manager is also not eligible to receive any of the prizes or awards in any of the contests. And that's our two National Radio Club contests. And like I said, we got a late start, so get cracking. Get to those dials and see if you can score one for the DXAS. I had a few calls wondering what iBox sounds like on the AM band. I guess we still have a few members in areas still unaffected. Well, here's a classic example. We're listening to WWKB on 1520 in Buffalo, New York. When WSAI on 1530 turns on their iBox, you hear the hiss. And when they turn it off, you hear WWKB quite clearly. Here's an example. So now you know what iBox sounds like. Isn't it wonderful? On our next edition of the DX Audio Service, it will be the December edition, and I thought it would be nice if some of you wanted to use the Musings as your audio holiday card. For the next edition, please feel free to call 419-224-1609 and leave a short message of your choice. Please keep it brief as we only have a few minutes for musings, and we will need to edit or time compress if you get too long or too wordy. But this is our open time when you can talk about things other than radio on musings. You might want to give thanks, give an introduction of yourself, or just wish folks a happy holiday. As you heard, John Bowker mentioned from the convention in Batavia that we're still searching for a location for the 2005 National Radio Club Convention. Please contact Ken Chatterton at Post Office Box 164, Mansville, New York. That's M-A-N-N-S-V-I-L-L-E, New York, 13661. His email address is kenc, that's K-E-N-C, at nrcdxas.org, or you can contact him via phone at 315-387-3587 during daylight hours and early evening. Ken will put you in touch with our convention committee, and he'll also clue you in on what you're in for. This past month has been, shall we say, difficult, hence the late tape this month. My work schedule, due in part to working for a leading news television station in a battleground state, has had me working some awful hours. Just this past week, I put in 65 hours at work in preparation for the election, and I was responsible for the network feed of the 4th Congressional District debate back on October 27th. I'm telling you this because I know that some of you have said that it's hard to get in touch with me. So the best way to contact me is via email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. However, if you don't have email, please call the regular telephone number of 419-228-6223. However, if you do leave a phone message, please tell me why you are calling and what I can do for you. In some cases, such as an address change, I can simply make the change without calling you back. And when you do leave information, please speak slowly and distinctly so I have a chance of understanding the message. A few calls recently were recited at the speed of the real Don Steele on KHJ, and I didn't have a hope of understanding or copying down any of the information correctly. And also, if you want me to call you back, keep in mind that my normal callback time is between 6:30 a.m. and 8 a.m. Eastern Time. I can't guarantee that I can call you at a time when you want me to call you. I'll try, but most of those times are in the middle of my workday. So hopefully, things will start to quiet down as the plethora of pundits and politicians pack their commercials and spins for yet another 4 years, and Freddie can get some rest. Which, by the way, wraps up another DX Audio Service for yet another month. This tape is being mailed United States Election Day 2004. The next issue will be published hopefully sooner to avoid the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday and the postal rush just after the Thanksgiving holiday for the Christmas card season. So take note, unless the creek rises, or it snows 12 inches in Lima, or the folks at the TV station find more work for me to do, the next issue will come out about a week or two earlier than normal. That's it. That's all. There is no more. 73 Good DX, and we'll see you on the December edition. Remember, get out and support Radio 93.